Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. The following video contains strong language, which may be offensive to some viewers or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
Questions on this application. Question number three, and I quote, how did you hear about Taco Bell?
The bar of your shit. And keep it so long, you have to bar it back. I tell you, you got a broom I can bar, man. No, it's you got my goddamn broom.
Weed's getting a bad rap. I don't mean like a blunt rap. You know, I mean, people talk, you know, people talk shit about it. You know, marijuana affects the memory. That's bullshit. I never forget to smoke.
I'm helping here trying to say hello to everybody, but you know, Uncle Grandpa acting up. He go on a date. Oh my goodness, I don't know what to do. I've been doing my equations and stuff. And my, you know, Uncle Grandpa not gonna last about 5 minutes on the date. I don't know what to tell you all, but he is freaking me out today. We have a great show for you, and I just want to tell you that, you know, hi, everybody, hi. I'd like to tell you everything, and everything is going pretty damn cool over here. So let's get back, let's get silly, let's get funky. We got some shows for you today, but first, let's go. I got to pay some bills. I don't know how to pay bills, but I got to pay them. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
NSF. Warning, radioactive zone detected. Please enter with 20 moves. Take a break and enjoy the show. This is Radio as Wednesday.
Radio. Welcome back to the show.
Okay, everybody. Anyways, I gotta tell you all something. It's something crazy been going on around here. And people talk about they can't hear me. I don't know what's going on, but it needs to stop. Y'all need to also understand that NSF Radio is a subsidiary of a boo 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 boo. And I don't know what else to tell you about that, but anyway, go fuck yourself. Anyway, I gotta tell you all this. I gotta go potty and take a piss. So we're gonna let you know we got a great show for you and with some black famous people. I don't know, like three of them, maybe like three of them, I don't know, maybe one, I don't know. But anyway, it's a 40 40 minutes of fun and comedy stand from classics. So check it out, get into it, and let me know if you all like it. And you know what to do. Anyway, hey, peace. Back up.
I was at home when my son busted and he said, Dad, I need $250. He's only 12 years old, so I freaked out. What's going on, nigga? Somebody trying to kill you? He said, no. Kevin Hart's coming to town and I wanted to see his show. I said, well, how much are the tickets? He said, they're $125. I said, God damn, I'm only 80. I said, well, why do you need $250 then? He goes, because I want to go with you, Dad. Please. And there it is. So I took him to the show. And we sit right up front. The lights go down. And one opening act after another goes on. Then Kevin takes the stage. Crowd goes fucking nuts. Thousands of people. I was furious. The longer the show went on, the madder I got. Because this show was fucking outstanding. It was maddening. These people were fucking holding their stomachs. My son was slapping his knee. I'm like, oh, nigga, I do this too. Kevin says, good night. The crowd goes crazy. And then everyone starts walking to his door, and the lights come on. And then my son is just standing there. Looking at an empty stage. People are pushing past me and nobody's recognizing me. I'm like, man, this place fucking sucks. I said, come on, son, let's get out of here. And then my son looks back at me and he says, Dad, please, please, I have to meet him. I'm like, oh my God. So I took him backstage. I've known Kevin for years, but can you believe I was scared to knock on his dressing room door? I almost did. I said, son, I haven't seen him for a long time, but I and one of Kevin's goons opened the door. Hey, what's up, Dave Chappelle? What are you doing, man? It's good to see you, brother. What you doing in this area? This is a terrible area. Yeah, actually, I live around here. Listen. Is Kevin here? My son just wanted to meet him real quick. Well, I don't know, because Kevin's about to eat dinner. Just then, Kevin came around the corner to see who it was. What? Oh, shit. What's up, Dave? Come on back. I was just about to have dinner. I don't know if you guys ate, but you're welcome to join me if you'd like. And then my son pushed past me some cold shit. He goes, actually, Mr. Hart, we haven't eaten in several hours. Man, Kevin took us into his back room. This guy had a fucking spread. It was Tuesday night. This motherfucker was having Sunday dinner. It was steak, chops, corn with butter all over it. My son was eating all fast, embarrassing. I was like, slow down, son. Then I looked over in the corner, and there was a box. Custom-made jerseys for the local team. Each one was hand-stitched, and on the back, they stitched on the K Hart on all of them. Kevin saw me staring at that box, and he went over and grabbed one of them jerseys, and he walked right to my son. He said, hey, little man, I want you to have this. And my son was like, thanks, Mr. Hart. This is when I got mad. He goes, if your father ever makes you mad, put that on. And he walked out. Oh, that was some cold shit. Then I realized, looked up what Kevin made on Google. I couldn't believe that shit. Kevin is the first comedian that a Drake song could be about. Kevin could walk around his house and sing All Me, and the whole song would still be true. Got everything, I got everything. I cannot complain, I could die. I don't even know how much I really made. I forgot. It's a lot. Fuck that. Never mind what I got. And his wife be like, Kevin, come to bed. He be like, ho, shut the fuck up. I got way too much. You know how much money you have to tell a girl to shut the fuck up? I have quiet please money at best. I'd have to take a loan out for shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, that's Jay-Z money. And Beyonce got, no, you shut the fuck up.
One of the valuable lessons I learned in life that I think every woman should know is, you know, never let anybody with dirty hands touch your cuckoo. I learned this lesson the hard way in life. I learned it the hard way. I was about 17, right? I was on the school bus. Right, it was after track practice, and there's this boy that I liked or whatever, and he was like, you know, we was making out, and he was like, can I touch your coochie? I was like, okay. And I let him touch it. And the next day, I was itching like a motherfucker. I was itching bad, and I was like, oh, shit, something's wrong. And I went to my homegirl, and I was like, girl, I think he gave me AIDS. She was like, what's wrong? I said, is my coochie itching really bad? I'm pretty sure it's AIDS. And she was like, no, Tiffany. Look, I heard my mom talking about this. You just need to put, it's something white. Yeah, mayonnaise. Put mayonnaise on it. I was like, what? She was like, yeah, put mayonnaise on it. So I went home. I put mayonnaise on my cuckoo. I went to sleep. When I woke up, my left coochie lip was gone, y'all. My whole left lip was gone. My right lip was on super swole. I was like, uh-oh. I'm growing a penis. I'm going through the change. So I thought, oh, maybe, okay, maybe I'm not going through the change. Maybe it's just an infection. Will Grandma say if you get an infection? Oh, yeah, put some peroxide on it. So... my coochie looked like it had rabies. I was foaming. It was bad. I went to her. She's like, girl, you stupid. I was like, nobody raised me, bitch. I'm just going off of things that I hear from other people. This is why I'm glad this is the internet now. This was the 1900s. A bitch didn't know no better. It was so bad. I went back to sleep. When I woke up, my right coochie lip looked like it was a hot dog in a microwave for too long. We not gonna show that image. Turns out I just had a yeast infection on steroids. So, what do we learn from this? Dirty nails, dirty D. That motherfucker can't touch me. Don't put mayonnaise on your pussy.
I got some new shit, though. I'm finna buy me a self-driving car. Fuck out of here. I'm gonna be in the back seat. You pull me over, I don't know what to tell you. Talk to the driver. Talk to the driver, officer. I'm sorry. I'm here in the back seat reading the Bible. As you can see, I'm naked with a little pit bull puppy. He did his seatbelt. Just saying. Because it's a new world out there. This new election changed everything. Everything has changed. And don't worry, white people, we're not going to talk politics. We're not going to say who voted for who. We're not gonna get into that. We learned white people know how to keep a secret. Y'all didn't tell us shit this election, not nothing. We didn't know white people was up to something until they started showing white people in line voting. And all the white people looked like they had a secret to keep and shit. That... white people is up to something. I can't wait to see what 2018 gonna be. 2017 is already a doozy. We used to seeing people be wrong. We ain't never seen nobody be this wrong. CNN was wrong, wrong. CNN was talking big shit before the election. They had the map up, had all the states highlighted and shit. They were talking big shit. There's no way that Trump can win this unless he wins here, and here. That motherfucker came back from commercial. They were sweating and crying and shit. They was bringing all the neighborhoods up separately. Where is the niggas vote at? White people done took over now. Shit, they used to be black, ain't black no more. First thing white people took over was rioting. Yeah. Riots used to be some black shit. We'd get so mad, we'd riot. White people done took it over. White people, let me just say in front of all these minorities, y'all are terrible at it, white people. We taught y'all better than that. Y'all had a million white people out there. Y'all didn't do no damage at all. Y'all out there obeying the crosswalks and passing out orange slices, walking in single file lines. And white people, we taught y'all better than this. If it's a riot, you gotta be willing to fuck some shit up. Y'all can't fuck the shit up because y'all own the shit. So y'all out there fucking it up and cleaning it up at the same time. Not a riot, white people. White people just out there shaking their signs hard and shit. What are you doing? You using the shake weight? I'm riding, goddammit, I'm riding.
It's been a very interesting year for me because a lot of my guy friends have just come out as predators. Yeah, like I always knew, but it was like really their journey to figure it out. Good guy friends, comedian guys, call me up talking about, I don't know if I assaulted somebody. I don't know if I offended somebody. I'm like, how do you not motherfucking know? Read the goddamn room, man. If she looks like she's breathing bad air and has said no 3 or 4 times, it's a no. Also, guys, don't take your dick out. Who's taking their dick out? Nobody wants to see your dick. You know somebody wants to see your dick if they say, let me see your dick. I want to see that dick. That's how you know somebody wants to see your dick, guys. Come on. Matt Lauer, nobody wants to see your crusty bit of dick. Yuck. Louis C.K., nobody wants to see that ginger dick. No, thank you. Harvey Weinstein, nobody wants to see that pastrami mess. Yuck. Charlie Rose, how did he get his adult diaper off to show his dick? I don't know! What? James Franco? Put a pin in that shit. I want to see his dick. James Franco, I want to see your dick! Ooh, I want to see James Franco's dick! James Franco, I want to see your dick! If you come to a party at my house, please do not bring your dick. Bring rosé and hummus, okay? And some pita chips. Ooh, so salty and crunchy. Yes. Nobody wants to see that dick. Nobody wants to see your dick. Oh, my God. Now he's talking to his friend. Nobody wants to see my dick? No one told me that. Yeah, man, I'm telling you right now, I got a special, a microphone, lashes, nobody wants to see your dick. I
I love religion, man. I love watching religion, studying religion. The cool thing about religion is, like, no matter who you pray to, no matter what you study, every religion follows one basic premise, one basic idea that every religion follows. And that premise is God doesn't make mistakes. Every religion believes that. Everybody. God does not make mistakes. I say God does not make mistakes. God don't make no mistakes? That's okay. That's pretty ambitious thing to say. No mistakes? You ever read the Bible? What does the Bible say happened on the seventh day? God rested. Okay. Seems odd that a perfect being would rest. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been performing a task? It was going perfect, and you took a rest? Has that ever happened in your life? No. That has never fucking happened to you. What was happened to you was you were performing a task, you fucked up, and you thought, let me rest before I fuck this up some more. God doesn't make mistakes. Hush your mouth. God makes plenty of mistakes. You ever see a porcupine? Can't eat it, can't hug it. Ugly, sticky, shitting all over the place. Mistake. What about quicksand? Sand, you can drown it. You can drown dry. You think God meant to make quicksand? Mistake. You ever been to Mississippi? Mistake. M-I-S-S-P-A-K-E. Are you kidding me? This is a big hunk of racist dirt. Fucking Mississippi. I was there a couple of months ago. I couldn't even tell what year it was. That's how fucked up and ghetto that shit was. Like, God damn. You know what Mississippi's like? You know, like when you go to the Caribbean? You know, like when you go to the Caribbean, you land and you get in that van, that drive. That scary ass drive from the airport to the resort, and you're looking out the window, you're like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this shit? What the fuck? Whoa! You see little kids eating dreadlocks? You see Shabba Ranks stabbing a dog? Shabba! 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 People looking like they never saw a car before. Will! And then you get to the resort and you're like, Jamaica's nice. So nice. We should invite your mother. They give you one pina colada, and you forgive the worst poverty you've ever seen. You take one sip, you're like, that baby wasn't really dead, right? I I can't wait to jet ski.
And so we drove for about 20 minutes, right, to what I thought was going to be a restaurant. Instead, Dave pulls over into an abandoned parking lot. Kills the engine, looks over at me and goes, "All right, dude, we're here." I was like, "Where? At my murder scene?" I'm like, "No, dude, we're getting tacos over there." And he points, and in the corner of the parking lot was a truck. Right? A food truck, yeah, which I've now learned is quite common in America. In fact, some of the best food you'll find at a food truck. But at that moment in time, you have to forgive me, I was a little bit apprehensive. Okay? Yeah, I just wasn't quite comfortable with the idea of getting my food from an establishment that would not be there the next day. I feel like there's a certain level of accountability that comes with permanence. Dave was adamant, though. He's like, "Dude, you got to get it from a truck, dude. That's how you know it's real." I was like, "All right, well, let's just get this over with. Let's do it." So I hop out of the car, walk up to the truck. And it was definitely a taco truck because there's a sign above it flashing that read, "Tacos. Tacos. Tacos." By the way, weird piece of trivia about me as a person. I hate signs that flash but don't change. Yeah, I always feel like a sign shouldn't be allowed to flash unless it intermittently changes to some other information. Otherwise, I think that's wasted suspense. It should be illegal. Because it always catches my eye, and then I wait for something else, like tacos and tacos. And what else? Tacos. Anything else? Tacos. Just stay on tacos. Anyway, now I'm irritated. I walk up to the truck, and as I get there, this little dude pops out, and he was a completely different mood to me. You could tell. He just popped his head. I was like, "Hey, how you doing, man? You want some tacos?" I said, "It would be awkward if we didn't." He says, "What? Oh, yeah, yeah, of course, man, of course. But you never know. Maybe you want something else, yeah?" I said, "Oh, what else do you have, my friend?" He said, "No, nothing, man. It's a taco truck." I said, "Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's a moment of my life I'll never get back. Thank you very much." He said, No. Calmate, man. I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to waste your time. You want tacos? Let's do tacos. How many tacos do you want, my friend?" I said, "Well, I don't know how many tacos to get, sir. I've never had tacos before." I said, "You've never had tacos?" I said, "No, I have." "You've never had tacos?" I was like, "Oh, you should meet my friend Dave." Because like, I'm not going to order food when I don't know what it is, okay? I don't know what the quantities are. I don't know what tacos are. I don't know what taco is. I don't know what taco be, okay? What do you say? How many do you get? Because just now I'm going to be like, "Give me five." What if tacos like little pigs or something? I'm like, "Give me five." Next thing I'm walking home with this, "Wee, wee, wee." And that's how I started my farm. Like, I have no clue what these things are. So I'm like, "Yo, man, I just want to try the food. Just give me enough to try." He's like, "Okay, you just drank it out. Two tacos is enough, my friend." I said, "Okay, then give me two tacos." He's like, "Two tacos, coming up." Guy goes to the back, starts preparing the food. I have no clue what's coming out. Comes back a few minutes later. He's like, "Hey, my friend, your tacos are ready." I said, "Oh, thank you, man. Thank you very much." He's like, "Yeah, you want a napkin?" So I'm sorry, what? I said, "Do you want a napkin?" And now, LA. This is where it gets weird for me. Because you see, where I'm from, napkins are the things babies wear to hold their shit. The thing for your mouth we call a serviette. But I didn't know that, so at this point, this man had just turned to me, offered me food, and then said, "You want a napkin?" I said, "I'm sorry, I'm confused. What? Why would I want a napkin?" "So you know, man, for the mess afterwards." I said, "For the mess? How instant is it that I need a napkin?" I said, "Hey, man, you never know with tacos, man. One minute you think you got it, the next thing is coming out." I said, that sounds like the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. He's like, no, it's part of the experience. Everybody does it, man. You make a mess, you clean up, you come back and try again, you know?
I said, all right, that's an experience I don't want to have. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to skip it.
He's like, so you're not going to try my food? I said, okay, I'll try the food, but I'm not going to take the napkin, man. He said, so what are you going to do? I said, well, if it's as crazy as you say it is, I'll just eat the taco in the car on the way home. He's like, oh, you think you're safe. But you're going to be driving. Somebody swerves, you hit their brakes, splat, it's coming out. Don't be a hero, man. Just take the napkin. I said, all right, I'm not being a hero right now. I'm just being a grown-ass man, okay? Like, if it gets really bad, I'll just squeeze super tight till I get to where I'm going. He's like, yeah, that's the problem. Some people, they don't know. They squeeze it too tight, then the juice comes spring out even more. It can spray on your pants and on your shirt. And I'm like, on my shirt? How the hell is shit get all the way up to my shirt? What is this, bouncing on the ground and ricocheting back up? What the hell is in this, man? He's like, hey, man, you want the napkin or not? I said, I don't even know what your tacos right now, dude. So much stress. Now I love tacos.
I'm a firm believer in letting information float in the air and disappear. I don't like to talk about it. Let it float in the air and disappear. I go downstairs in the kitchen. I see my son in the kitchen. My son gave me a look that said that he wanted to ask me about what he just saw. I gave him a look back that said, don't you fucking ask me about nothing that you just saw. And I knew he wasn't really going to try to ask me because he got in trouble in school earlier that week. I had to take my son's phone from him, which is the worst thing you can do to a child. Taking a kid's phone is detrimental to a child's lifestyle. As soon as I took his phone, he immediately turned into a crackhead. Instantly. Instantly. I said, give me the phone. Give me the phone. You're not getting the phone back till you get your shit together. I snatched the phone. He broke down. He said, come on, daddy, don't do me like that. He started moving down. Don't do me like that, daddy. He said, take my leg instead. Take my leg. What? Well, give me the goddamn phone. You're not getting the phone back till you get your shit together. When I take the phone, I say to myself, you know what? I need to go through my son's phone. I need to see what my son has been talking about on his goddamn phone. It's irresponsible on my part as a parent to not know what's on my son's phone. I go to go through the phone. People, I realize I don't have the code. I don't got the thumbprint, the face ID, nothing. So I got to go back to this little nigga and ask him to put the goddamn code in the phone. Put the code in the phone so I can see what you've been talking about. Straight face, my son said, nah, man, I ain't gonna do it. I said, what? Boy, put the code in the phone before I punch you in the fucking throat. That's what I said. I said that. He took off running. Like he don't live in this house. Like I'm not gonna see him at the dinner table in 10 minutes. I said, ain't nobody chasing you. Give me the code to the phone before I kick you in the back. Swear to God, from downstairs, all I heard was, fuck you! I'm gonna kill him. I'm about to kill him. I run downstairs, grab my son by the neck. I start choking the shit out of my son. What the fuck you say to me? He couldn't breathe. He said, that's the code. The code is fuck you.
Oh. That's a good code, son. That's a good code. Is it Y-O-U or the letter U? How you spell it?
Nigga, Elon Musk be going to space by himself. What the fuck is that white man doing in space alone? That's not suspicious to anybody but me. If this motherfucker goes to space without the government, without NASA, which I didn't even know you could fucking do. As far as I knew, they were the space niggas. They run space. You want to fuck with space, you got to fuck with them. This motherfucker built a spaceship like it's a go-kart, goes on Tuesdays. This space day is Saturday. Everybody know that. You can't leave midweek to go to goddamn space. It's an event. It happens Saturday. The TV's on. This nigga be on Wednesday night. What? From Sacramento at that. Bitch, space place is Cape Canaveral. That's where you go from. Ain't no entry point to Mars from fucking Sacramento. you at least tell the people, it's a PSA. You get on the goddamn news. You say, hey, people, I'm about to go fuck around in space. Don't be alarmed. This nigga just went. We thought it was aliens. Is it aliens? No, it's just Elon doing donuts in the sky. What the fuck is this? White man ambition is some shit. You want to know what a racism is? That's what the fuck it is, white man. Because I know y'all still confused. Look at him. What are you talking about? Fucking confused. Because they don't get, because everyone learns the history. So you're like, well, no one's getting hung and we ain't beating nobody. And I work next to a black guy and he has a car, so equality. Just lay the fuck down. Rest easy. Because everything's fair. Fucking nut job. Everything's not fair. Because while you're sleeping, you're dreaming about buying Mars, nigga. I've never thought I could do no shit like that a day in my life. I thought about having all the money. And you know what I thought? I was like, if I get all the money, I'm going to buy them gold ceilings Master P had in cribs. That's what the fuck I'm going to do when I get all the goddamn money. Space by my goddamn self, bitch, never. Even if I thought about going to space, I'd call NASA first. Yo, NASA, this Sam, can I go? You know what it is, Tuesday. Space Day is Saturday.
You know everybody in prison been calling me? Man, you gonna go holler at Trump, man, or what? Man, I can't go stand with him. It look like I'm standing with the feds. Yeah, Donald Trump, man, that motherfucker wouldn't even, he don't even, y'all think he down there right now? He ain't even in that house. He don't live in that house. You know why? Because there was a brother living in there. And he be damned if he gonna move in behind a brother. I ain't moving in there behind him. They said he called Obama and said, I did a walkthrough. You left your wave cap in the bathroom. Who's hot and flaming Cheetos is in the refrigerator? It's a German Shepherd tied up on the side of the house. Whose Cadillac on bricks is in the backyard? Yeah, man, Obama, man, that's the real motherfucker right there. Hey, man, I miss Obama, man. I miss Obama. He back smoking and everything again. I didn't see him. I seen him the other night. Look, Mike, what's up, man? Because that's how Obama look when he going to cop some weed. He be like, yeah. Michelle be sitting in the car. When he get in the car, Michelle,
did you get it?
Let's go. Just ride. Just drive, drive, drive. I know the cops are around here. Let's get it and go. Smell it. It's good this time. Smell it. Sure. Let me put it in my nuts.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong. Make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby.
happiness.
Love and happiness.
Country.
Played on country on Sunday.
SF Radio, man. SF Radio.
Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways. Every verse of Amazing Grace.
Yo, it's Country Lou here. If it's played in the South, it's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
Dolly Part, Bubba Sparks.
Booty, booty, yeah. Booty, booty, yeah. Rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Seeing is believing.
I'm ready to believe it. How about you guys?
Country fried, baptized in gravy, can't wash off what the good Lord made you. No matter how far that highway goes, an old dirt road to get you home.
Come on.
If you see it in the ride when they try to lie, you'd a bullet hole and a stop sign kind. Then I'm right there with you, put your drinks up high for my country folk.
Hey.
My country folk.
Hey. I'm out here on a thousand.
Yo, it's Country Lou here. If it's played in the South, it's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
Warning, radioactive zone detected. Please enter with Duende Mood. Take a break and enjoy the show. This is Radio El Duende.
To Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
NSF Radio. Hey, Masters, how you doing, guys? I just wanted to say hello and everything and getting going and just talk about the news that I get today. But anyway, I wanted to tell you, hi everybody, welcome to the Cowie Hour. We got some going on, funny going on and stuff, but...
Oh, come on right over here, Ray. Come on, get over here. Come here right here. Don't get the belt. Boy, get your butt over here. I'm trying to talk to you. No, I ain't gonna stop. Because you're a pain in the ass. You're bad. I'm going upstairs because you blew all my damn nerves.
I can do that.
Yes, I can. I swear you are. You better be sorry. You won't be sorry. Yes, you do. I'm going to tell your mama. What did you do? What the hell are we talking about? I'm a last moment. You ain't got no girlfriend.
I was the one a while back. Holy smokes, I ain't saying the bride was overweight, but whew.
My buddy caught the garter belt. He's still been using it to tie up cordwood on his pickup truck. Boy, these were some big... You should have seen the bridesmaids. Their corsages was personal pan pizzas. All right. I ain't kidding with you. They all went to school together. They were in the same sorority, so they had their sorority shirts on, you know, Thelma Ada Tata. My uncle just got married, 72 years old. My golly, he ran out of Viagra on the honeymoon, so he ended up having to use a can to fix a flat. I know, make a long story short, he overinflated and spent the rest of the night at Jiffy Lube having to get a patch put on him down there. Hey, this is crazy. True story, check this out. My mother-in-law last month won $400 in a hot dog eating contest. It's unbelievable, $400. 40 hot dogs in 10 minutes she ate. I couldn't believe it. My mother-in-law, not talking for 10 minutes. I know. Oh, she talks. I know. She can talk. She's the only woman at the beach getting melanoma on her tongue. All right, I guarantee you. I'm not a big gambler. My grandma, holy mackerel. I'm not saying she's addicted to blackjack, but she's got a medical alert bracelet on that says, in case of emergency, split the kings. My wife likes to go with me when I go to Las Vegas because she likes to go see the Chippendales. Yeah. You know why she likes going to the Chippendales? She didn't marry very good. She married a Chunkendale. She gives me money to put my clothes back on, but she does. I like going out there to Las Vegas. That's where you see all the 1970s, 80s classic rock bands singing out there. Now, I like them bands. Hey, only difference between seeing them bands now and 30 years ago. 30 years ago, go backstage, smell like pot everywhere. Now it smells like pot and Ben Gay, you go back to them things. They all still got long hair, too. Ain't that something? Unfortunately, it's coming out their nose and ears on most of them fellas in there. Here's one thing you never want to hear a classic rock band say when you go to the concert. Here's one off our new album.
In a long time. Due to child support issues or because of child custody issues. Do you find yourself looking at old pictures of your children and wondering how they are doing? Do you say to yourself, maybe I should have worked harder to make it work with their mother? Do you find yourself saying, I know the relationship wasn't a great fit for me, but we have a child together. Maybe I should have worked harder to make it work for the children. Are you stuck in a bad marriage and maybe want out? Or you just want to work it out but can't find a safe place to go where your feelings or your voice will be heard? Well, we have the answer for you. Here at the National Saving Fatherhood Foundation, we're working hard to find and give you the answers you may need to help you get to your next step in life and find ways to keep your peace of mind and family together. We have a wide array of programs and resources to help you, whether it be our child support payment programs to help you get back on your feet, or our fatherhood group support classes to help you become the best father you can be, or 24/7 fatherhood hotline for when you're feeling down or not safe in your relationship or lifestyle. Even our Lost and Found program to help find your children and remake that lost connection. The National Saving Fatherhood Foundation is here for you to help you keep that bond strong once again. So call us today at 1-800-903-2096 extension 1 and ask to speak to a caseworker today. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-903-2096. Let us help you keep that family bond strong.
This girl sees me, she goes off. She loses her fucking mind. As soon as she saw me, she was like, oh my God, no, Kevin. Oh no, I can't believe this. God must be playing a trick on me. Oh my God, I said I was going to see you, and then I see you, and now I'm looking at you. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Oh my God. Can you do me a favor? Can you wait here for like 30 minutes? My mom is about to land. She would love to get a picture with you. I was like, shh, fuck yeah, I'll wait. Go ahead, go get her. As soon as she left, I took off. Bitch, I'm not standing here for no 30 minutes waiting for your goddamn mom. No, kill yourself. Die today. Death to you, bitch. Die. I'm not fucking waiting for you. My daughter cursed for the first time the other day. I didn't get mad. We was watching SpongeBob, right? Something happened to Patrick. Out of nowhere, she got mad. She was like, shit. I said, wait, what? What'd you say? She's like, shit, they got Patrick, Dad. You not watching? I said, whoa. All right. Here's why I didn't get an attitude. I'm going to tell you why I didn't get an attitude, okay? I didn't get an attitude because I remember my first time cussing. My first time cussing was because my mom smacked me in front of company. My friends was over my house. I'm downstairs. We playing. We having a good time. My mom come downstairs. She said, hey, I told you to keep it down. You don't run this house. I do. Okay? With that being said, that's it. You're done. Go to bed. Smack me. Sent me up to my room. Now, you know when you get smacked when you're a kid, you get hyped. When you get by yourself, you gonna smack me, bitch? In front of my mom! You smack me in front of my mom! I was emotional. I was an emotional-ass kid. I'm running away. That's it. I packed the bag and everything. You know how many times I packed the bag with a toy? I packed the bag with one toy. I'm out. I'm sick of it. Me and He-Man are out. My mom gave me permission to cuss one time. One time she gave me permission to cuss. I'm in school. I'm being bad. My teacher got mad. Said, Kevin, come here. Told me to come to the front of the class, wrote a note, stapled the note to my chest. Said, make sure your mother read the note. I get home, my mom read the note. The note said, maybe if you showed your son some more attention at home, he wouldn't act like a fool in school. Right? My mom read the note, she said, let me tell you something. You tell her, mind her damn business before I come down there and I beat her ass. I said, okay, do you want me to say it like that? Or do you want me to take some stuff out? What'd I say? Tell her, mind her damn business before I come down there and I beat her ass. I said, no, I heard what you said. I just want to make sure that you know that you're telling me to say the same thing. Kevin, if I tell you again, I'm going to smack the shit out of you. Okay, nah, I got it. Okay, I got it. I did it. Okay, I got it. Nah, I got it. All right, I got it. Keep in mind, it's a lot of pressure, all right? My mom just gave me permission to go to school and cuss my teacher out. I didn't feel comfortable with the situation, so I wanted to practice. I wanted to go upstairs. I wanted to go over my lines. So I'm in the mirror. I'm going over my lines. I'm like, okay, all right, okay. All right, okay. My mom told me to tell you to mind your damn... Nah, it's too loud. That's way too loud. That's not believable. It's too loud. Finally, I go over it. I get it down. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to bed early, get some rest, because I got a big day ahead of me tomorrow. I don't really want to mess this up. So I go to bed. I wake up, get dressed, put on my pants and my shirt. I get on the school bus. All my friends see me. They get hyped. Oh, Kev is on the bus. Everybody look, Kev on the bus. What up, Kev? I was like, yo, not today, y'all. I got a lot of stuff on my mind. I can't really have y'all throwing me off. And my friend was like, what you talking about? I said, I can't really get into it. All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down. He's like, what? I said, look, man, it's about to go down. Just be behind me when I walk in class. He's like, all right, cool. I walk in class. Miss Green, my teacher, she starts speaking to everybody. Hello, good morning. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning. She see me. She's like, Kevin. I said, Miss Green. She said, did you let your mother read the note? I said, yes, I did. She said, well, what did your mother say? I took a deep breath. I looked at my friends. I was like, it's about to go down. I said, well, my mom told me to tell you to mind your damn motherfucking business, bitch. Little stupid bitch. Little dumb teaching bitch. 2 plus 2 not knowing what the fuck it is, bitch. Cross-eyed crying down your back, fat foot ass bitch. long titty, no nipple having ass bitch. The shit that was crazy, my friends was in the background, they was like, oh! He said she ain't had no nipples! I got suspended. I got suspended and an ass whooping. My mom beat the shit out of me when I got home. I told you to say 2 cuss words. You said 76 of them. I thought I was Samuel L. Jackson. I'm sick and tired of these motherfucking teachers in this motherfucking school. I had a trench coat on, I flapped it. Fuck! You know, when you flap it, you gotta get that air under it. Fuck, nigga, fuck everybody in this bitch. I don't give a shit.
Stupidest thing my dad ever did when he was on drugs, right? When I was a kid, I remember my dad came to parent-teacher conference. That's where you go to your kid's school, talk to your teacher, see how they're doing in school. My dad shows up with sweatpants on with no drawers. This nigga dick was all over the place, okay? Listen, I cannot make this up. Let me show y'all how my dad walked into my school. This is all I saw. Hey! Every time he stopped, his dick kept moving. Excuse me! I can hear little girls like, ew! Ew! My dad got mad. What the fuck is you illing about? You ain't never seen nobody with a long dick! Hey, Dad, don't say that.
You're gonna learn today. You're gonna learn what a long dick look like today.
No, Dad, she don't need to learn that. Please. Yeah, my dad was crazy. My dad was really crazy, man. See, my dad was mad at me because I wasn't an athlete. I didn't play sports. I was into weird shit like spelling bees, debates. Now, here's the thing. My dad would show up at my events and treat them as if they were athletic events. First of all, you can't cheer for no kid at a spelling bee. It's a spelling bee. It's quiet. I'm focused. I'm in the middle of spelling a very difficult word. My dad shows up late, busts through the back door, high as hell, making cokehead noises, all right? Once again, I cannot make this up, all right? This is all I heard. I'm in the middle of spelling some shit. Out of nowhere, all I heard was, all right, all right, all right. Yeah! My son's spelling the shit out these motherfucking words. In your face, bitch! In your face! All right, all right, all right. Shit that made me laugh the most, you see how y'all sitting next to people? I told you my dad never wore drawers, ever. This is my dad getting to a seat. This is all I saw. Excuse me. I can hear people like, oh, God, Jesus. What is it? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is loose. It's all over the place. It's got to be a penis. I don't know what else it could be. My dad got mad. There ain't no penis. That's a long dick. Hey, Dad, don't say that. All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn what a long dick look like today. Hey, son, let me hear you spell long dick. No, Dad, I can't. It's against the rules. L-O, dick. No, Dad. All right, all right, all right. This nigga had the dog with him. No, Dad, the dog is on drugs, too. Dad, please. My goal is at the end of the show is to have all y'all saying that shit for no reason at all. For no reason at all. Next time your lady say something to you, just cut her off. It don't matter what she say. Hey, babe, shut up, bitch. All right, all right, all right. I make you suck on this long dick.
You're going to learn today. You're going to learn today.
All right, all right, all right.
I wish I could be a rapper or some shit. I really do. You know why I can't be a rapper though, man? Because my voice ain't deep enough. To be a rapper, you need a deep voice. That's the only way people gonna want to listen to you on a regular basis. I don't think nobody would buy my album because my voice is too small.
Yeah, bitch, I'm a killer. I shoot you in your face. Pshirl, pshirl, everybody gonna die. Pshirl, pshirl, everybody gonna die tonight. Did he just say pshirl, pshirl? I'm not buying that shit if he said pshirl, pshirl. Ain't no way.
Certain shit just keeps you from being tough. You wanna know what's really keeping me from being tough? Look at this. This is really holding me back. Look at this shit here. Look at this. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. This is really fucking me up, man. Cause ain't nothing tough about this. It don't matter what you say. Ain't nobody gonna take you serious if you swing your feet. It don't matter.
I will kill everybody in this bitch tonight.
I'm not fucking playing with y'all. Y'all think it's a game? No, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the way people treat me around here. Would you talk to a guy who swung his feet? If you're at a club and I try to talk to you, come in, baby, let me holler at you for a second. You, girl, you know damn well who I'm talking to. Wait a second. Let me climb down and get my feet together. Wait a minute now. Rappers make me laugh, though. I swear rappers are funny, man. You ever see rappers freestyle? Like when they be battling each other? You ever notice the more angry a rapper get, the higher his hands get? You ever notice that? Like, they start off so calm. Like, this is rappers when they freestyle. You like the dude, just the dude when he be listening to the other guy. You ready? No, I got him. I got him, B. Wait, this is really out of B. Look. Real talk. Hey, look. Hey, it's not a rapper. I'm really trying to be a rapper right now. Like, this is a real angry rapper. Real talk. I kill niggas. I slay niggas that don't love it. Nigga, you want to beat me to get it? I get it back. Oh, shit.
How the dude be so confused? Oh shit, this thing's crazy. He's about to, he be trying to follow his hands. This thing is crazy. He's about to kill me. He's gonna cut me or something.
See, I've seen a woman get here. It's unattractive. The reason why it's unattractive is because when a woman reaches a certain level of crazy, she doesn't know that she's being crazy. Everybody else knows. Everybody else sees it. Hey, that bitch in the corner with the diaper on her face is fucking crazy, yo. She's fucking crazy. She's a psychopath. Everybody else knows except her. Here's the thing. I was in that situation. I saw a woman get crazy. Let me tell you, I knew this one chick went wild, okay? We in the house one day, arguing. All fucking day. It gets to the point, I'm like, you know what? I can't argue with you no more. My head hurts. I'm done. I'm getting in the shower. I'm getting dressed. I'm going to the store. True story, people. That's exactly what I do. Get in the shower, get dressed, get in my car, start driving to the store. On the way to the store, I hit a speed bump. When I hit the speed bump, I hear a lot of noise in the trunk. Boom. Boom, doom. Boom. That's weird. I ain't put shit in the trunk. The fuck is all that noise in a goddamn trunk? I'm small. I get scared fast. So, I get out the car. I pop the trunk. This is some true shit. I pop the trunk. When I pop the trunk, this bitch was stooped down in a trunk like this, looking at me. I see her in the goddamn trunk. I see her see me see her in the goddamn trunk. I just caught you in the trunk of my car. You gotta say something to justify what the fuck I'm looking at. What the fuck are you doing in the goddamn trunk? With a straight face, she looks at me, jumps out the trunk, rolls her eyes, and takes off as if I never saw her. Now let me tell you why I had an attitude. I had an attitude because we live together. Like, I'm going to see you tonight. We have to address this at some point in time. I said, no, fuck that. We're going to talk about this right now. I get in the car, I drive home. Here's where it gets crazier. When I get home, she in the kitchen cooking, right? I walk in the house. She said, hey, babe, you hungry? Bitch, what the? Oh! Wait. I don't want to talk about no goddamn food. I want to talk about why I popped the trunk and you popped out the goddamn trunk like a goddamn jack in a box. The fuck were you doing in the goddamn trunk? With a straight face, she looked at me. She said, I wasn't in no goddamn trunk. Bitch, I saw you see me see you in the goddamn trunk. You ain't see me in no goddamn trunk. You must have saw one of them other bitches you be fucking with. Goddamn trunk. Nigga! It messed me up so bad, I started thinking. I was like, did I have another bitch in the trunk? I might have. Oh, no. I might have put another bitch in the trunk and forgot she was in the trunk. What else don't I like? I don't like ostriches. I'm scared of ostriches. For those people who don't know what an ostrich is, it's a big-ass bird that's the same size as me. These birds are huge, okay? I'm in Nebraska. I'm doing a show in Nebraska. I had to pee, so I'm on the side of the road. I'm peeing, right? I get done peeing. I look to my left. It's a big-ass ostrich looking at me while I'm peeing. He was standing on one leg like this. His body was facing this way, but his head was like this. Now, I didn't know what it was, so I didn't say anything. My friend got out of the car. He's like, yo, what's that? I was like, I don't know. It's like a big-ass man pigeon. I don't know. I don't know what it is, right?
He's like, that ain't no man pigeon. I was like, it is a man pigeon. He took a pen, he threw an ink pen at it, right? As soon as he threw the pen at it, hit the ostrich in the chest. As soon as he hit the ostrich, his other leg came down. His body was still facing this way, but his head was still like this. Now, when his leg came down, this is when the bitch started to come out of me a little bit. I was like, you know what? We should probably go get back in the car because we don't really know what that means. You know what I mean? Like that could be a sign. That could mean like you got 10 seconds to get the fuck out of my face before I kill you. I'm gonna eat your kids. We don't know what he's trying to say. So let's just get back in the car. We safe at. So we get in the car. As soon as we get in the car, I start laughing. I'm like, you a bitch, man. Like, no, you a bitch. I'm like, oh, you a bitch. I'm laughing. I'm driving like 30 miles per hour. I look out the passenger window. The ostrich was running 30 miles per hour beside the car. His body was still facing this way, but his head was still like this. He was hard-assing at 30 miles per hour. Now, when I'm scared, like if I'm real, real scared, I get emotional. I'll start to cry if I'm real, real scared. So I got a little emotional. You know, I looked at my friend. I was like, why would you throw a pin at it? If we don't even know what it is. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we don't even know what it is. He's like, dude, stop bitching, speed up. I lied to y'all or not, I started driving like 60 miles per hour. When I tell y'all that this ostrich was running 60 miles per hour, I'm not bullshitting. His body was still facing this way, but his head was still like this. He was running so fast, you couldn't even see his legs. He was going so fucking fast. He was just moving. And the reason why I was so scared is because he never looked in front of him. Like, he didn't care about a wall, another ostrich. He was just looking at us, but the way he was looking at us is like he was saying, when I catch y'all, I'ma fuck both y'all up over a pin, over a goddamn pin. And I was like, why don't you just apologize? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I didn't throw the pin. I was scared. That's the only time I ever shitted on myself in my life. I've never shitted on myself, but I let go that time. I let loose. I really did, because I had to go.
Now, my job is to make y'all laugh and educate at the same time. Here's my goal to educate. See, a lot of couples here on double dates tonight, okay? I'm gonna tell you why you don't do that. Tell you why. Shaq, I'm out of here. Listen to this shit. Some real fucking shit. Fuck with you. Known you for a minute. Pay attention, okay? I'm small, but I fucking know a lot of shit, okay? Here's why you don't double date and pay attention. It's serious. All you do is compete with the other couple. That's it. I'm telling you, real shit. Let's say he lean over and give her a kiss. Love you, babe. It's innocent. Love you, babe. First thing she gonna do, she gonna look at you. She like, must be nice. Now the competition started. Now the only way you can win is to suck her titty at the table. That's it. No, listen. What I'm saying is real, okay? No. Here's my point. Here's my fucking point. Why she cover her titties? Like you was gonna jump on her titties. Alright. No, he's not. It's just, I'm just talking, Charlie. Listen. Here's the fucked up thing, okay? Here's why I say that. Women are so emotional. They discuss everything, Shaq. They fucking talk. They talk about y'all business. Men, y'all don't discuss each other's business. All we talk about is the shit that we might do. That's it. But they discuss everything. And it come out on night like this. Like y'all out, y'all drinking, it's All-Star Weekend. You're having a good time. This is when the shit come out. I'm gonna show you how it come out. You get mad at her. You're like, you know what, Keisha? I can't stand when you come out. You get drunk. You fucking tonight. She's like, whatever, dying. At least I don't eat ass. You like, what? Listen. Look, you be like, what? Eat ass. Oh, you don't eat ass? He don't eat ass. Hold up, whoa. You told him I eat ass? Everybody was talking. I didn't know it would come out. Now you gotta sit there with the you ate ass face. You he's sitting there like this.
Warning, radioactive zone detected. Please enter with 20 mood. Hey, take a break and enjoy the show. This is Radio El Duende.
It's Uncle Grandpa. You're on NSF Radio. Hey, let me. I'm on the radio. I'm famous. All right, everybody. It's Uncle Grandpa. Can you let's play another one? Hold on. I think I got another one. Hold on. I think I got it. Oh, is that it? Oh, that's not it. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Okay. Here's where you are, Yankee Bibby.
Radio, always playing the sound. Warning, the following video contains strong language which may be offensive to some viewers or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
Questions on this application. Question number three, and I quote, how did you hear about Taco Bell?
Devour your shit and keep it so long you have to borrow it back. I told you, you got a broom I can borrow, man. No, it's you got my goddamn broom.
Weed's getting a bad rap. I don't mean like a blunt rap. I mean, you know, I mean, people talk, you know, people talk shit about it. You know, marijuana affects the memory. That's bullshit. I never forget to smoke.
Push the button. Bye. See you later.